Foti in Washington. It is Thursday now in Detroit. That brings a threat of a major labor disruption involving some 150,000 auto workers against the major car makers.
As they near tonight's midnight deadline, UAW President Sean Fain will lay out which plants they will strike first. That, he says, allows the union to ratchet up the pressure and ratchet it up as little or as much as they need.
An all-out strike is still a possibility. We're keeping all of our options open.
Fain says talks are making progress, but they remain far from an agreement. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
2 weeks of freedom ended Wednesday morning for convicted killer Danilo Cavalcanti when the escaped convict was found in tall grass in a Philadelphia suburb. Nikki Dementri of CBS Philadelphia reports.
The search for Cavalcanti ended about 20 miles from the prison where he escaped after being spotted multiple times in different parts of southeastern Pennsylvania, leaving residents on edge.
It was a scary couple days.
Now Kathleen Brady says her community can finally relax.
Everyone can just exhale finally.
Going the other way out of prison into a halfway house, the wife of the notorious Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Emma Coronel Aspiro will now serve 4 years of supervised release. For his part, El Chapo was serving a life sentence in the U.S. that began in 2019 for a massive drug conspiracy that spread murder and mayhem for more than two decades.
CBS News correspondent Matt Piper. A milestone in space for NASA astronaut Frank Rubio, now past 355 days away from the Earth, long as such U.S. space flight.
Inside the station, you're pretty limited to about a five-bedroom house. And so psychologically for a year, that was a little bit of a challenge.
He's got about another 2 weeks left in this mission on the International Space Station. And then there is that 53-year-old endurance swimmer who has just endured the Hudson River, just about all of it, some 315 miles. Odyssey New York reporter Glenn Shuck was on hand as he finished.
British endurance swimmer Lewis Pude says to bring attention to the environment and actually praise the condition of the Hudson River. He spoke right after he got out of the water here at Battery Park.
I feel really motivated by what's happened here. And next week it's straight into the United Nations. And that's my message. Please, we need to invest. We need to take care of rivers.
In sports, add another National League Eastern Division pennant for the Atlanta Braves. They've got a large collection. They've just clinched their sixth one in a row, much to the displeasure of booing fans of the Philadelphia Phillies, who were the losers of that clinching game. Gas prices averaging $3.85. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Exergen thermometers are the number one choice by medical professionals at top-ranked hospitals across the U.S. As your kids get ready to return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone.
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools, one bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 40. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs around 73. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mid-70s, Friday and Saturday, with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Of the Republican lawmakers. That's so it goes. Todd Alba did decide to text us who's fun to get a drink with in the GOP.
Fantastic. That's so it goes.
Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Good morning.
Hello. I'm doing well. The three of us are back together.
The three of us, the band, is back together. We are very excited. We get to do this next week, Wednesday. And then, Greg, I think you should come on Friday. We'll get a little taste of maybe you can jump on the producer board on my last day. And Jane can
do it. Ooh, I like that. Oh. Preview.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's getting so close.
It really is.
I got an updated picture of her yesterday, so that was very exciting. She's 6.5 pounds.
Wow.
So she's healthy.
Nice.
Looking good.
Good. Is she?
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. But today is going to be super fun. Like I said, we're going to start with, I think, some overshadowing news that maybe even, at least in Wisconsin, it feels like...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, we are working on some technical issues, Kristen Bry. Kristen is at home today, and apparently we cannot hear you on the air, which is odd because Greg and I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
And
we are going to be working on it right now.
Yes, we are attempting to efforting a solution. So I'm assuming everything on your end is the same as it was yesterday. Yes. That's.
It's on the radio itself. We cannot hear you, which the radio.
Our engineering team is on the way and should be here in about 10 minutes or so.
You guys, do you two want to talk about the people can actually hear you too?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like when I saw it, like when I saw that Robin Voss volunteered the idea. And I posted this as a response to you, Kristen, on Twitter. I just thought of that scene from Star Wars where he's like, it's a trap. This isn't real. This isn't right. Like, this can't be a thing that's going to happen. I'm like, he just woke up one day. He's visited by three ghosts and he's had a change of heart. It's absolutely. Yeah. But oh, it looks like you're back. Someone said it's back. I don't know because I can hear you. Just start saying everything you feel about anybody you've ever met in your entire life right now.
Well, it's also because I worked really hard on trying to understand everything that was going on with the redistricting case, trying, like I said, to be objective about it. And so now it just feels like I can save it for later.
I mean, yeah.
Apparently, Sarah just checked in and she said, I can hear you on the live stream fine.
Someone said, it sounds like you're in the other room right now and Jane and I are on the radio. So for all those texting, for all those who are wondering, we are working on it right now. We are aware of it right now. Exclamation points, not necessary.
And going back to our favorite Chucklemeister, if I may, just for a moment, Robin Voss. I agreed with Greg in that it's a trick. It's a trick. And he actually started feeling heat for something that he did. So this is a last-minute ditch to try and avoid this case going to the Supreme Court. And then I also have to believe that there is a delay factor as well. So we'll get into this a little bit more. But it's about delay, delay, delay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Yes, I would imagine that it has to do with being delayed and the fact that the pressure campaign was working and that people were calling. And I certainly was impressed with the amount of comments I got from the video I posted yesterday of people saying, I've been emailing every day, I've been calling every day.
Great. Supposedly,
it was funny, someone, yes. And so that has been very encouraging as far as that goes.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, I mean, the developments are going to be interesting to see, and I think that I feel like there's just a card up his sleeve.
Oh, always.
Because that's just how Robin Voss cannot be, like, it seems too good to be true. Absolutely too good to be true.
Oh, for sure. That all of a sudden, you know what? We were all wrong.
We were wrong for everything.
Both sides were wrong. And now we're gonna come together and do the right thing.
Holding hands.
Yes, and singing Kumbaya. It's just laughable.
I bought Judge Janet a cake. I was sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So it will remain really interesting. And the other thing too, because he kept referring to the Iowa decision, and because they have done this in Iowa, they had a nonpartisan commission, from what I understand, draw up the maps, and the legislature can still override those maps.
Yes, absolutely. If they do not like it, the legislature can just come and be like, "That was a noble attempt. Very, very good job. We're going to do it ourselves." And then they'll plaster it as, "Well, we weren't able to come to a decision. No matter what happens,
exactly,
we were not able to come to a decision." And that will be the noble attempt on their end. And then they can wash their hands and be like, "Hey, we tried.
Exactly.
We tried.
Look, see, we actually did something. We came up. We stepped up. We were willing to compromise." And that's all I'm seeing now, too, on some social media is, "Well, wait, the Democrats have been screaming about fair maps, and now the Republicans are like, well, we'll do that, and now you're saying no."
Yeah.
Come on.
And that's going to be the other thing that people will say, is something like, "Well, the Democrats didn't want to, the Democrats didn't want to help us in this."
Right.
"So we had to do it all on our own. Because
our own.
We care about democracy, because I'm Robin Voss, and there's two things I love, popcorn and democracy." The order of that fluctuates depending on the day.
It changes. It changes a little bit. Sarah checking in on the live stream. The only time Voss can be trusted is when it's in his own self-interest.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that's wrong.
And that's what he spent a career doing, is making everything his own interest. Is self-interest always, whether it's property, whether it's popcorn, whether it's government, whether it's holding on to his district with, what was it, 16,000 votes? I mean, it's just absolute madness.
And so the idea that he's actually coming forward in good faith to do this is pretty funny. it really is.
Yeah, I didn't trust it from the moment. I had a moment of shock. My jaw dropped, and I was like, "Yeah, okay, right."
Oh, yeah, right. Sure you did. Well, I do think that it's really impressive how people responded and actually did something.
Yeah.
And called and emailed. And it should be nothing if not a little reassuring that it works.
We see this in the election cycles. We see this happening with, you know, when we make the case and we make it known that this is dire, people show up to the polls. They call the representatives. They write letters. They do what's necessary. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we move towards something better.
That's the hope. All right, we are going to break. Come back with us on the other side. Kristen could maybe be back. And if not, Greg and I will be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin of the Civic Media Network.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bry, I can see her. We just can't hear her. She's there. Oh, there you are. Yeah, we're having some technical issues. Engineering is on the way. They are doing a major, major overhaul of our studios. And so there's lots of pieces. There are lots of pieces
moving.
Involved. Yes. And apparently there was some falling of ceiling last night. And
That's exciting.
Band-Aids were involved. Oh, and
Corey Harmon says she's on. You're on.
I am on.
We did
Great.
It. I sat here and I just kept my fingers crossed for technology. You know what, guys? You got this. I'll be out of here. I'm out of here. See, have a good show.
So let's just pretend that this is the start of the show. How about that?
Jane, works.
Greg, how are you doing this morning?
We're so glad to see, to hear you. We're so glad to hear you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So did you hear about yesterday and Robin Voss changing his mind about nonpartisan naps?
What did Robin say?
Who's Robin Voss?
He's my favorite chugglemeister.
Actually, a funny story about who is Robin Voss. I had a family member who does not live in Wisconsin and does not follow politics as much, but saw the video that I had made yesterday and said, my biggest takeaway was that I was surprised to find out that Robin Voss is not a woman. Which is just here because I didn't put a picture of him up.
Also, Robin Voss is trending on Twitter right now, and that can't be good.
So let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
I wanted to break this down because I feel like this is confusing and there is so many moving parts to both the impeachment stuff, to the Megan Wolf stuff. Like, there's constantly things happening. And so with this new change, I want to be objective because honestly, when we talk about Iowa style maps, this has been a gold standard for a very long time when we talk about redistricting. And I don't want to just immediately be partisan and say, like, you know, this is a trap. So let's try to actually break this down of what happened yesterday. What is the Iowa style system? What's in this bill? And then I have some red flags. So we're not going to get it all to in this segment, but in this hour, that's kind of what I wanted to go. So yesterday, after this has been weeks of impeachment talk, Robin Voss and the Republicans in the assembly hold a press conference and they announce that on Thursday, so tomorrow, the assembly is going to consider a new redistricting plan, not maps, but a plan. And this is without a hearing, without a vote. This is fast. And the plan is going to be similar to what Iowa does when it draws their maps. So the question is, what is the Iowa system? So since 1980, they've used an independent commission to draw the maps, and it's a model for other states that have started to adopt this. However, in the nonpartisan in that system, they're still voted on, even when who draws the map is nonpartisan, but who votes on the maps to accept those maps is the legislature. So they're still approved by and voted on by the legislature. So under this plan, this is basically avoiding the lawsuits going forward, because if the lawsuits go forward, as far as I understand, the justices get to pick the maps in the same way that what happened this last time around. There was multiple maps in the lawsuits for the maps that were decided on in 2022. Originally, if you guys remember, because where Hagedorn ended up voting, they chose Governor Evers' maps because the criteria that was put forward was least change. And according to that criteria, Governor Evers' maps was the least change. That got challenged, went to the U.S. Supreme Court, came back, ran out of time, and then Hagedorn switched and voted for the even more gerrymandered Republican-drawn maps. So in this lawsuit case, basically the justices could be the final decision on maps of what's chosen. So this is their attempt, there being Robin Voss and the Republicans, to not let the justices, the liberal majority justices, pick the maps if these lawsuits move forward.
Right.
But it still gives them the power, unless there's an amendment to the bill as it has been proposed and is being rushed through, to have them still be able to vote or amend what gets drawn by a nonpartisan independent committee. Questions.
Will there be a quiz? I mean,
but it's complicated, right?
It's very complicated, very convoluted. There's so much nuance involved in this.
And so that's the thing, when you see the headline that came out, is like all of a sudden Robin Voss is in favor and wants nonpartisan maps. And it becomes this very easy thing. Like, well, you guys have said you've wanted nonpartisan maps forever. How are you against this now? Because Tony Evers, the next step after they had this press conference, Governor Tony Evers immediately was like, it's an immediate no. it's a no for me, dog. like, and nah. put out a statement basically saying he did not trust Republicans to engage in this process. And so I don't think this will move forward, but it's interesting as far as the politics that are at play. And I would say, as far as trying to look at this like objectively, I have some red flags. If you have some red flags, Greg, Jane, people who can finally hear me at home, 844-967-2789. I would love to hear if you've managed to read any of the articles or peruse Twitter or try to wrap your head around this fairly complicated scenario that we find ourselves in. Are you for it? Do you think the Iowa scenario would be good for us? Is it is that a step forward? Is that bipartisanship? Or are there also some red flags that you're seeing that you would be like, maybe not? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So happy everyone can hear me. So happy to be here. Happy hump day. Let's keep it rolling. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 40. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs around 73. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mid-70s Friday and Saturday with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Process going forward. Republicans who have opposed such an idea for years now preparing to vote Thursday on a bill that would direct a nonpartisan state agency to draw new lines, a movement to squash lawsuits headed to the state Supreme Court, which holds a new liberal majority.
Do you see this as a better outcome for Republicans than what the Supreme Court may decide?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have no idea. I'm still optimistic that the maps that we have are totally legit. I think Justice Protasiewicz should recuse herself because she has biased herself in the process.
We both can admit that we were wrong.
Yeah.
But you're wronger.
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Jane Matinair is on the board. Greg Bach is here because it's Wednesday, and we are talking about the about face that Wisconsin Assembly Republicans have apparently had when it comes to a nonpartisan redistricting committee and letting them draw the maps in an Iowa-style change-up to what they've been opposed to for years. And I'll tell this story because I know we have a call, but I tweeted this out. I think I retweeted that this is different. And there is a certain account that is a anonymous but active conservative Twitter account that it's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Opinions parentheses parody. And they responded to me and said, I want to see a TikTok video that's actually fair about this. I'll be watching diligently.
Meow.
And so I just responded to them. It's like, so you're saying you watch my TikToks? and he said, I am saying that. I get frustrated watching them, though. And I wanted to write, I get frustrated making them. So same. But in my attempt to think about this objectively, I wanted to present these instead of immediately pooping all over this idea. I wanted to say something else. I do have four red flags to me that I think should be at least addressed. But before we do that, I want to see, do you have any red flags? Do you like this idea? Do you think this is an actual opportunity for a bipartisan agreement and we can move forward and sing kumbaya? I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we have Eric on the phone. Eric, is this the bipartisan agreement we've all been waiting for?
I'm not sure. My understanding of what they do in Iowa, what's presented to the legislature, cannot be amended. It has to be either approved or disapproved, but they can't amend it. If what Robin Voss is proposing can be amended, then it doesn't help at all, because they can just, you know, they could just skip the whole process and amend it to whatever they wanted to amend it to. But if it couldn't be amended and it was the same thing they were doing in Iowa, I think it would be great.
So, yeah. So I think that, thanks for the call, Eric. And so that was my first red flag, because apparently in the bill that was proposed as written, the legislature can not only reject the maps drawn by the nonpartisan body, but it can change them however they want.
Yep.
And so he was willing, and I will say again, because we're trying to do this objectively, as people started to raise that argument yesterday, saying not only could you amend by the third go around from the nonpartisan body, the legislature could then amend the maps. They could also just not approve the maps, and we're just stuck with the maps that we have. And so as that objection was raised yesterday, Robin Voss retweeted Governor Evers' tweet and said, actually, I'm willing to offer an amendment to address this concern if you will sign it. Let's not play games and get this done. The Iowa process works well, as you have said for years. Again, I am trying to be objective.
Yep.
I'm answering the call and the request.
Robin Voss said, let's not play games. Come on.
I love watching this, the battle between the jaded and the hopeful. Who will win?
The fact that they're gonna vote on this tomorrow is a game.
So that is my red flag number two. Red flag number two to me is the very rushed nature of this. So the fact that this does not get a public, this would not get a public hearing, is a giant red flag. The fact that this bill was drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning is a giant red flag. The fact that they want to vote on it tomorrow is really rushed, because when you think, he hasn't even said he has the support of Senate Republicans yet. Like, this is just the assembly moving forward and not something that they have even talked about with the caucus in with Devin Lemahieu. And I haven't heard anything publicly from Senate Republicans yet.
But isn't it just assumed that, of course, they're going to do whatever Robin Voss wants?
I mean, that makes
in
sense.
In the Senate?
To me.
Oh, yeah. No. The Senate? No, Devin Lemahieu and Robin Voss do not necessarily get along.
Oh.
There's a great picture of them together sitting in the legislature. Neither one look happy to be next to each other.
Oh. Yeah, there's not like lockstep coordination. I mean, think about what over the summer when they were talking about the abortion bill, because Robin Voss did the same thing where he proposed, the assembly Republicans proposed a abortion bill with exceptions in it for both rape and incest. And the Senate Republicans were like, we're not on board with this. And so there was no coordination between those two. So ultimately, I think what isn't a red flag is that if you're going to do an independent redistricting, like, it requires transparency, it requires public input, it does not require less than 48 hours for a turnaround time to get a bill pushed through, but, and then claim, we're trying, look at what we're doing now. We're all on board now. And so that is my red flag number two. But I want to hear your red flags, or tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me that there's nothing to worry about. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Price on the phone.
Hey there.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Just making sure. Anyway, right. So there's a couple red flags for me. A, obviously, the number one is Voss proposed it. The other one is that he says to Evers, yeah, I'll write the amendment. You just sign it. Come on. Let's be real here. And the third was, just going through Twitter yesterday, there's some guy named Ron Tussler that I hadn't heard of, but he's in the assembly from Harrison, and he puts up this huge announcement that we've got this new plan and we're going to work together and everything. And his body language and his face is so just full of it. It's completely a work, and just shows that you just can't trust them. And I don't trust it. And I would have to see everything written out of what they want. And that's all I got. But it's a complete work, and I don't trust them at all.
Thanks so much for the call, Price. And I actually have that tweet and that video from State Representative Ron Tussler. He put out the first tweet saying, huge announcement. We heard your thoughts on the redistricting process in Wisconsin, and it's time for a change. Wisconsin Republicans will introduce a nonpartisan redistricting plan based off the Iowa model. This plan has been hailed as the gold standard redistricting model for Democrats and Republicans alike. Republicans, Democrats, and the governor pushed this plan last time redistricting happened in 2020. And he has a video, his corresponding video, as Price said, but then a conservative anonymous account responded to him, to Representative Tussler, saying, "You're getting rolled." And his response, State Representative Ron Tussler's response was, "Perhaps, why do you think we are all of a sudden in favor of something that we were against?"
Ooh.
It's like, oh, that, were you supposed to admit that publicly?
They keep saying real things out loud. Yeah. That's really going to trip them up.
But this is, to be fair, this is what a pressure campaign is supposed to do, right? This is what calling and saying, we do not want you to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. We do not want you to overturn this election. We want 73, you know, the percent of people who want a nonpartisan redistricting independent committee to be drawing the maps. Like, this is what we've been saying that we wanted. We wanted accountability. We wanted representatives who were actually listening. If this is how we get there, because they're scared that this is a better scenario to follow through with this, then let it go through the courts. But like, at least they're listening and at least they're responding, because we so often are talking about how the fact is, because of the gerrymander, they don't have to respond. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was, I got a response yesterday saying, newly elected State Senator Dan Knodel, who basically ran on considering impeachment since he would be the vote for a supermajority in the state Senate, who only won by less than 1%, is sending fairly snarky responses to his constituents who are saying they're concerned with the impeachment. And I was like, that is interesting, because you did not win by very much to not be listening to the people who got you, who you represent.
Yeah, you don't wield that. You don't have Robin Voss power.
Do we have any examples? I would love to hear some of his snark.
I will have to look that up. So while I'm looking that up, let's take Mark from the SAC.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Mark.
Hi, guys. Yeah, hi. I'll point out that the current maps certainly don't meet the standard, but as our Constitution says, the maps would still have to meet constitutional muster, regardless of if we have the Iowa model on, and be bounded by, I'm reading this directly from statute, by county, precinct, town, or ward lines, and to consist of contiguous territory and be as compact a form as practical. They'd still have to meet that standard. And unless they do that, I mean that I wouldn't trust Ron Voss as far as I could heave him, or even if I could heave him with one of Mel Brooks's catapults from History of the World Part 1. Where he,
deep cut, know, the, Mark, the, deep the, cut.
That where the king was, doing his little skeet to shoot. But it is just ridiculous that we would trust Robin Voss, because I saw today a little article that apparently he's requesting a little three-judge panel of former justices to decide what recusal rules or not, and it just is, or impeachment rules or not. And it's just Robin Voss is scurrying for cover now, like the little rat he is. And that, and Dan Canola's lucky he's not my representative, because I have some rather salty comments I'd be making to him. That, and I know some good ones without making any threats, like, some of the people on his side are actually akin to doing that. I know interesting ways of questioning a man's manhood that that he probably wouldn't be too fond of.
Okay, Mark.
Mark is spicy today.
Spicy, salty Mark today.
Thanks for the call, Mark. So this, I do have the email from, I will not say who, it was forwarded to me.
Okay.
But constituent, thank you for contacting Senator Knodel regarding impeaching Justice Protasiewicz. Impeachment proceedings start in the Assembly, not the Senate. Therefore, Senator Knodel has no authority to initiate the process. For a different perspective, former Governor Scott Walker released an opinion the other day. You can read it here. And they linked to the Washington Times on an opinion piece, because Scott Walker still has something to say. And I guess as authority over this, that people should be considering his opinion when talking about impeachment proceedings. I hope you find this information helpful. I will make sure to pass along your comments to Senator Knodel. Thank you for your advocacy, William Neville.
Wow.
William Neville.
But again, Senator Knodel, he basically ran on this, saying that he would, before either of them had been elected, talking about how he would heavily, you know, very seriously consider impeaching her, despite the fact she hadn't been elected, and despite the fact he hadn't been elected.
Yeah. Well, they can, but see, that's where the wonderful part is, if you're a Republican, is you get to do all the things that the other side that you decide can't do. They get to say their opinions on things before they've happened, but no one else on the other side can do that. And by the way, if Robin Voss wants to put together this panel of former judges, I'm sure Michael Gableman is available. We can pay him a couple more $1 million.
Yeah.
I do love that part as well, because one of the quotes from the press conference yesterday from Robin Voss was, hopefully it means that we will take all of the money that has been wasted by the liberal interests suing us over maps, and instead we get to say we don't need to waste those taxpayer dollars because we can adapt the process that has been used flawless wirelessly in Iowa. I don't know what that means. Because that's who's wasting money on lawsuits, is the liberals. All right, we'll keep this going after the break. 844-967-2789. What red flags do you see in this plan? This is As Goes Wisconsin. Got a million ways to say another crazy day.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair on the board and Greg Bach co-hosting with me today. And we are wrapping up our conversation around the 180 that Assembly Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature have apparently had a change of mind, a change of heart on who should draw the maps. And they would like a nonpartisan body to draw them instead of the justices ruling on them. And so I had some red flags that I was trying to offer, as I would love to hear the, you know, objection handling to these red flags. And still taking any of your texts and calls, 844-967-2789, as far as how you understand what this proposal could mean. But any final thoughts from you, Greg or Jane?
Well, can I just say, I am so impressed by the Republicans' dedication to doing something that they love meeting in the middle of the night. They just love meeting when no one's around and there's no press and no one can see what they're doing. And it just instills me with so much confidence and trust.
Kristen, I think what Jane said was sarcasm.
It sounded, I mean, we're not in the same room like you two are, but it did sound little sarcastic.
It's on the desk. The sarcasm is on the desk right now. It's just everywhere.
We have a text from the 262. I think that Robin Voss has earned our complete trust. No doubt he's working for totally fair maps in this time around. Scooter in Wauwatosa. And John from Menominee Falls, dear sweet John, once again, Robin Voss is playing the role of the scorpion on the back of the frog. Give him another chance and he will stab you in the back again. He can't help it. It's just in his nature.
Dang.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we are getting to the point where it's like, how do we ever move forward? The trust is so broken. The trust is so broken on what's been going on between the seven justices on the court right now. The trust is so broken between Robin Voss and Governor Evers. Like, I don't know how we move forward. And I mean, the same thing goes for the tit for tat that's going on in the U.S. Congress and everything federally right now, as far as those impeachments, like it is exhausting to keep up with. It is exhausting to try to understand what is politics and what is truth when I think many of us just want a functioning government.
Yep.
Like, doesn't that sound nice?
Where they actually, I don't know, do things for their constituents and respond to the things that their constituents have told them repeatedly that they want.
I'm even down for
about.
Like the old Hollywood adage, one for the studio, one for myself. Hey, if you pass a bill that helps us, pass a bill that helps you. I'll lower the bar that far down at this point. But when we can't even listen to a politician give an idea, before he finishes the first sentence, we're like, nah, it's not right. That's not going to happen. I mean, that is a problem.
Well, I mean, because that's the thing, you know, what totally got overshadowed is that yesterday the assembly also passed their tax cuts. No, I mean, none of us are talking about that today. One, because it still has to go through the Senate. And two, because Tony Evers has already said, I'm going to veto this. And it goes forward to next week when there's going to be the special session that no doubt the Republicans are just going to gavel in and gavel out like they normally do. But it is the continuous, like, revolving door of this is a non-starter. This is a non-starter. This is a non-starter because of which side proposed that plan.
And that's it.
And
that's the other thing too. They're just sneaking the tax cuts in with all this window dressing. And we're like, when did, like in 6 months, people are like, when did that happen? While they were talking about maps and impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it every time.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Cindy from Appleton. Thoughts on the new announcement of potential nonpartisan redistricting?
Well, talk is cheap, but I would just like to say, what scam are they going to replace this scam with?
What do you mean?
Well, meaning they're doing this, but they've got something else they're planning up their sleeves that will be just as evil. So I don't put stock in anything they say anymore. I will say I will believe it when I see it.
You mean, Cindy, you're not reassured by the fact that they hold meetings in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning and do things that are solely for the benefit of their constituents?
Do I look like I just fell off the turnip truck?
I feel like Cindy and Jane would get along if they ever went out for a drink together.
we can have a sarcasm contest, Cindy. It'll be great.
There you go.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for calling, Cindy. So yeah, I would say the only other red flags I had with this, my red flag number three was it's a bill that's being advanced without any support or input from Democratic lawmakers. And finally, it's just the timing. It's like, this is very convenient that now this is when they have a change of heart. When, like I said, the pressure campaign that was started last week, that people are calling, people are texting, and I am sure there is enough happening in the backdoor talks or the backroom talks, basically being like, I can't do this. Like, I can't vote to impeach her. This is wildly unpopular. There's a lot that I will go along with, but I'm not going along with this. And so they have to reverse course.
And we were talking about this a little bit earlier. It makes me really proud of folks that they got involved and they stepped up and they emailed and they called. I want to have a big group Wisconsinite hug because we did it.
Did you hear that, folks? Jane wants to hug you.
Well, he has not taken, Robin Voss has not officially taken impeachment off of the
understood
range of possibility right now. But
we know people will mobilize.
He's eased his rhetoric on the topic. But so this is something we will certainly keep measuring the pulse on, because this is pretty important and pretty interesting to see where it goes from here. But how did I do on my objectivity?
You did great.
I thought you were great.
You presented the case. You gave your thoughts, your red flags. I really like the way you did. You laid it all out there and you just made it very, I thought it was objective. Jane,
yes.
Always, always great to hear from you. And I mean, it's sage-like wisdom. It is.
I'll take that.
comes from experience. Yes. All right. When we come back from the top of the hour news, Alan Borsick is going to be here. He wrote an article recently for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on some things that we should be excited about and look to as far as shining examples of Milwaukee schools. We'll talk about what is the common thread between them. Does it just come down to money, or is there other leadership that has it something to do with what schools are doing well? And then we're going to have some fun. We're going to light it up. What are the worst TV decisions that you can remember? So we'll do that at 11:30. But stay tuned. There's going to be more in the next hour. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going to
give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Once again, a federal judge rules the current version of the so-called Dreamers Act, or DACA, to be illegal. It prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children.
The Biden administration promulgated a rule meant to codify the protections of DACA, because DACA was originally created by a legal memorandum. And what the court ruled here was that the alleged underlying legal defects continue to exist.